May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, how many times must I forgive someone who wrongs me? As many as 7 times?" I'm sure he was taken aback when Jesus replied, "Not 7, but 70 times 7. You must forgive over and over and over again as much as is necessary." This is the 4th week in our series on the Lord's Prayer, and today we come to the petition about forgiveness. In the NRSV translation, we read, "Forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors." Or, as translated in the First Nation version, "Release us from the things we have done wrong, in the same way we release others for things done wrong to us." This is a challenging petition because it reminds us each time we pray that part of living a Christian life is practicing forgiveness. And forgiveness is hard. Forgiveness means letting go of resentment and anger against someone who has wronged you. It means a willingness to put the harm behind you and move forward in a new way. I like the First Nations translation because in many ways, forgiveness is an act of release. It is a choice to release resentment and anger over harm done to us, and it also releases us and others from that past harm to make possible a new future. New Testament professor Craig Kester writes, "The term forgive is literally release. To forgive is not to say that what has transpired doesn't matter. Rather, it is to say that the wrongs that have occurred no longer define the relationship. Forgiveness or release means that there can be a different future which is not defined by the past. Forgiveness or release is designed to bring change. It accomplishes its purpose when it opens up a future that the wrongdoing from the past had closed off." I really like that definition. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Forgive us as we forgive others." But it might feel more honest to say, "Forgive us, Lord, as we try really hard to forgive others." As we wrestle with ourselves and our hurt and our anger to offer forgiveness to others. Forgiveness is hard, friends. You don't need me to tell you that. Anyone who has been in a long-term relationship, anyone who has shared a home or a workplace with other humans knows how important and how difficult it is to forgive. In a marriage, between parents and children and siblings, in long-term deep friendships, we must practice forgiveness to maintain the relationships that are most meaningful in our lives. Not just 7 times, but 70 times 70 times 70 again. Sometimes we may receive forgiveness and reconciliation as a gift of grace, our ability to offer that to others. A moment when love overcomes anger and healing comes right then. But most often, I think forgiveness is a longer process. It is a practice of faith because it is something we have to practice. We have to work at it continually, letting go of resentment, inviting reconciliation and repair again and again and again. At our Bible study on Thursday, we were talking about the challenge of forgiveness, and one person shared her own experience. At a former church, this person was challenged by the behavior of another church member. She went to the pastor and told him how much she was finding it difficult to forgive. The pastor told her to pray for that person every day. And so she did. And at first, it wasn't easy. But as she continued to lift up this challenging person in her prayers day by day, her heart softened more and more. The transformation of the heart is at the core of forgiveness. It is a transformation that offers newness of life to both the one who forgives and the one who is forgiven. And it is a gift of God's grace. It is always important, talking about forgiveness, to remember that reconciliation is not always possible or appropriate. Sometimes when harm is ongoing or abuse has occurred, the act of forgiveness or release also has to be part of a breaking of a relationship or a cycle of harm. And it is important to remember that asking someone who has experienced trauma to just forgive and let it go is harmful and unjust. Women have too often been asked by their pastors and their families to just forgive the husband who abuses them and to continue on in a dangerous relationship. And the expectation that many white people, white Christians, seem to have that we can just forgive or just be forgiven and wipe away racial injustice to move into a new future without any practice of reparation or even truth-telling and justice is harmful and insidious. Forgiveness can be a part of healing, but for the person harmed, as much as the one who has done harm, it cannot be rushed or mandated, and it must involve some truth. Which brings us to a challenging part of our reading from Matthew. Right after the Lord's Prayer part, it sounds like Matthew says that God won't forgive us unless we forgive others. Yet, we believe in our theology and we know in our experience that our ability to forgive at all begins with God first forgiving us. Our practice of forgiving others is grounded in the experience of having been forgiven by the God whose grace and mercy are infinite and beyond understanding. As we approach this difficult task of forgiveness, our starting place is our gratitude for having first been forgiven. And perhaps it is also true, as that First Nations version sounded, that holding on to bitterness prevents us from truly experiencing the release God offers. If we are unwilling to release our anger and resentment, God cannot release us either. Old Testament professor Catherine Schifferdecker writes, "We are to forgive as God has forgiven us. Our lives are to reflect the nature of the God we worship." I love that. Our lives are to reflect the nature of the God we worship, a God who is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Forgiveness is at the core of our call to Christian discipleship. As witnesses of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we proclaim not just that God loves, but that in Christ God forgives and reconciles and makes new. And we live that in our lives by forgiving those who have sinned against us. Schifferdecker shares a story about a remarkable woman and a moment of forgiveness that is a gift of grace. Corrie ten Boom was a Dutch Christian woman who was imprisoned in the Ravensbrück concentration camp for hiding Jews in her home. She lost her beloved sister at the camp, but after the war, she traveled around Europe, preaching the Christian gospel of forgiveness and reconciliation. And her book about her whole experience and her healing is just really beautiful. She writes of an encounter with a former guard from Ravensbrück, who she recognized at a talk she gave at a German church in 1947. He came up to her afterwards, told her that he had become a Christian, that he knew God had forgiven him, but he wanted to ask for her forgiveness. He held out his hand, but she felt nothing but anger for him. In Ten Boom's words, "And I still stood there with coldness clutching my heart. But forgiveness is not an emotion. I knew that too. Forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart. Jesus, help me," I prayed silently. "I can lift my hand. I can do that much. You supply the feeling." And so woodenly, mechanically, I thrust my hand into the one outstretched to me. And as I did, an incredible thing took place. The current started in my shoulder, raced down my arms, sprang into our joined hands. And then this healing warmth seemed to flood my whole being, bringing tears to my eyes. "I forgive you, brother," I cried, "with all my heart." For a long moment, we grasped each other's hands, the former guard and the former prisoner. I had never known God's love so intensely as I did then. Forgiveness is hard, really hard. And I think it's important as we reflect on this story to remember that this act, this moment of great grace and healing, was also part of, for her, a longer, deep journey of working at forgiveness. But the good news is that God does not ask something of us without giving us what we need to do it. God asks us to forgive, and God teaches us to forgive. God's steadfast love and mercy teach us mercy. God's endless grace invites us to live in grace toward others. God gives the gift of forgiveness, and God's Spirit empowers us to practice again and again what it means to release ourselves and others from past harm. God's forgiveness and our forgiveness breaks chains of anger and bitterness, transforming our hearts and freeing us to live new lives. Forgive us our sins, O God, as we, imperfectly and with the power of your Spirit, forgive those who sin against us. In Jesus' name, amen.